It is HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Welcome back. One of the coolest guests that a cat could truly have. Billy F. Gibbons of ZZ Top. Of course, Billy F. Gibbons and the BFGs, his raging solo affair, return to town this weekend, Friday through Sunday at the Blue Note, 7 o'clock each night. And Billy, aloha and welcome back, my brother. Good to have you back on the show.
My man. It's not long overdue, but it's always overdue to catch up and compare notes.
Thank you, my friend. You know what's neat about this show? You've got this cat who played drums for one incredible Texas guitar player, and now he's joining your BFGs.
Indeed. Chris Whipper-Layton, who I've known since his earliest foray out into the spotlight with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble.
Yep.
Another great success with the Archangels. He has volunteered to bring his bad Texas shuffle to join us a few nights at the Blue Note with you guys in Honolulu.
This weekend at 7 o'clock each night.
Of course, our mainstay, Mike the Drifter Flanagan. He said, man, he said, let me get Chris Whipper-Layton. Between the two of us, we'll create a platform. All you have to do is walk out there and bang on that six string, and we got it made. I said, okay.
When is the very first time, if you can recall, that you met Chris, I guess, through Stevie?
Through Stevie. Well, Stevie's older brother, my good buddy Jimmy Vaughan. We used to see Jimmy when the Fabulous Thunderbirds were forming. It was shortly thereafter Stevie stepped out of the shadows with Double Trouble.
You have so many gigs. I don't know if you'd remember this, but it was in March of 1987. You played at Aloha Stadium, and Stevie Ray Vaughan was your opening act.
Man, I can't tell you what fond recollections that brings. Run DMC was on the bill.
That's right.
In fact, I remember an early ZZ Top show had unfolded in Texas. Stevie Ray was announced to be in the audience, and somebody said, you know, he's getting to be quite a guitar player. You ought to let him come up. And Frank Beard, who is from the Dallas area that grew up close to the Vaughns, he said, man, we ought to give Stevie a shot here. Let's let him show us what he's got.
You both had that hat thing going.
Yeah, that was
different kind of hat.
Yeah, he said, you know, we go good together with these hats. I said, what do you mean? He said, I got this flat Spanish-looking thing, and he said, yours curls up on the side, that Western thing. He said, we don't bump into each other. said, that's good. That works.
Over your long career, did you get the pleasure of ever running into Willie Dixon?
Oh, yeah. We had gathered in Chicago for an art opening. Recollections from around the planet of individuals that had some connective thread to the early days of Chess Records, Chess and Checkered, the Chess Brothers. We had been invited to go up, and sure enough, Willie Dixon was there. We had done a opening slot with Freddie King and the Muddy Waters Band. And Willie Dixon had heard about it, and he said, well, now that we're pals, he said, next time you go out, you better call me. He said, I'm still ready to whip up on the bass. I said, okay, man. We wrote a song together.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, he passed away shortly thereafter. This was one of our longstanding heroes. We consider ourselves lucky to be interpreters.
Sure. Funny you talk like that, because Foghat came through, and Roger Earle, the original drummer, came to the studio. And one of his amazing stories is the late 70s, Foghat were in Chicago. Willie and his children all came down. They invited them to come back, and a couple months later, they all got to go to Willie's house and have dinner. And Willie would send the kids up to the attic to grab the 78s and bring them down.
Oh, yeah. God, a record-spinning bash. What a bonus.
If you looked at it like two halves, a part of the ZZ sound and a part of your voice would be the blues guys like the Willie and the Muddy. But another part of it, that other half, which is you were in this band, pre-ZZ Top, the Moving Sidewalks, and it brought you into the life of Jimi Hendrix. And you think about how your sound is molded on not just the originators, but then that other group of originators that were right in your peer group.
Yeah. The Moving Sidewalks had just released a single that caught on, titled 99th Floor, and we were keeping close tabs on what was coming out of England at the time. one of our girlfriends had become a fashion model, hired to go to London, and a large package came. It contained a vinyl LP, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And I said, wow, what is this? We had gathered around the turntable. We must have stared at that spinning platter for 4 hours in semi-disbelief. It was so inspiring. Exactly what you're talking about. He was the interpreter before we were thinking of interpreting.
Right.
Part of the originators. It prompted the Moving Sidewalks to pick up Purple Haze and Foxy Lady.
Ooh.
Nobody else had heard it. Shortly thereafter, we got a phone call. We had a manager called up, and they said, hey, we've got an invitation to join this thing called the Jimi Hendrix Experience. We don't know too much about it. Of course, we had already been we said, Jimmy, are you crazy? Yeah, let's go. We joined up with Jimmy and the gang. We all made fast friends. I remember the first night, the promoter came back, and he was very fussy. He said, I want to make sure that I get 45 minutes out of you guys. But the only way we could play 45 minutes was to include Purple Haze and Foxy Lady before Jimi Hendrix came. And I remember we were playing along, and out of the corner of my eye, I kept seeing this figure off in the shadows, guy standing there with his arms folded. And sure enough, we walked off stage, and this guy grabbed me by the shoulder, spun me, and he said, man, I want to get to know you. You got a lot of nerve. I said, oh, you're Jimi Hendrix. What I was fascinated with, at the time, we check into a hotel, and Jimmy was also requesting to be put at the very end of the hall. He'd say, I'm taking the left end, you take the right end. And the doors were always open. The reason he wanted to always be at the far end, usually there'd be a few empty rooms, and Jerry Stickles and Nigel were assigned to bring in this piece of furniture called a record player, this giant thing. And Jimmy would hail. He'd call me from across the hall and said, come on in here. He said, help me out with this. And he said, how do you think he's doing this? I said, what are you listening to? It was the Jeff Beck Group.
Whoa.
I said, Jimmy, I got news for you. I said, you're trying to figure out what Jeff Beck is doing. Jeff Beck is trying to figure out what you're doing.
And that's what I'm talking about. That is the kind of background that he's drawing from. Billy F. Gibbons, from ZZ Top, starting tomorrow through Sunday at the Blue Note with his BFGs right here in Honolulu.
And you can tell me this, the month of January is usually when the North Shore is breaking. Any word on Waimea? Is it going to be something to see?
I would guess.
I lived there for a short time in the 70s, me
Whoa.
And Billy Clayton, and three of us shared a little place.
You lived on the North Shore?
It was on the east end of the North Shore. We made friends with Dale Velzy. Velzy Land was named after one of the early surfboard shapers.
Wow.
Sunset was always breaking, Pipeline, you name it. It was such a scene.
What years were you here?
73, 74.
Living full-time on Oahu?
Well, yeah, kind of coming and going, because I would fly to the mainland to
work.
Pick up a ZZ run. In fact, I had a girlfriend that called me up and said, are you checking on your house? Your buddies, they're away. I said, well, yeah, I'm back on the mainland. What's up? I had a little Subaru car we all shared. The car keys were always available. She goes, I think your car wants to go home. So what are you talking about? She goes, well, the water has risen up and your car is floating out to sea. Well, what do you mean it's going home? She goes, well, the left turn blinker light is on. It looks like it's going back to Japan. Oh, man.
It is the Blue Note Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen. Billy F. Gibbons of ZZ Top this weekend, Friday through Sunday at 7 o'clock each night.
You know it's right, and going to look forward to seeing you at the Blue Note. I said, have mercy.
Love it, my brother. You stay safe.
See you then. Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. Nationwide. Yes, I bet.
shoes. They smoke their lucky strikes and wearing nylon. Gonna be bad. You raise your eyes. Yeah, we bad. You raise your eyes.
Nationwide.